Help yourself, coach yourself. This podcast is for people who want to help themselves with their leadership, business, or career issues. I am Klaus Nienhaus, a leadership and personal performance coach of 13 years, and I'm working and living in Southeast Asia, mainly Singapore and Indonesia. I will introduce an unconventional tool called Coaching Plus. This tool consists of conventional coaching, emotional freedom technique, and a communication tool called nonviolent communication. Let's today start with coaching and what coaching is about. It's really simple. Coaching is about the future, your future. And when you look at the future, you will also have to look at where you are now and then determine the way from where you are now to where you want to go. That is coaching. What you need for this self-help tool, it's an open mind. It's being curious about yourself and persistence. With this, you will be able to look at your goals, define your goals, look at yourself in a non-judgmental way, ask very good questions, listen to yourself, create for yourself a safe environment, getting feedback, and then you will take action. You will review what you have done. You will learn from it, and you will start again, always on your way to your goal. In the next couple of podcasts, we will talk about each of the required areas and how you can approach it. In this series of podcasts, I will also introduce emotional freedom techniques, a tool which will help you to reduce or completely diminish your mental and emotional roadblocks on your way to your goal. Let's now start with setting your goals and targets. There is no coaching without a goal or a target, because you wouldn't know where to go. It is vital for you to have a very clear goal as to where you want to go, how that goal looks like, how the ideal situation which you imagine or should imagine, like a video clip with colors, with sounds, with even with smell, although there is no smell in a video, so that what you are looking at, what you want to achieve, gets very, very, very clear in your ears and eyes and all your senses. Because once you have done it, you will have the motivation to go for it. It is very different from just daydreaming or having a dream about something. Because the more vivid you can imagine and you can have a picture and an image of your goal, easier it will be for your brain, for your subconscious, for your body to go towards this goal. The more specific you can get in imagining what this ideal situation might look like, the more precise you see people around you, then better you can imagine how you react, how you feel, what you will be doing differently from what you are doing now, how people around you will be different, how success looks like, the better and the easier you will find solution as to really go that way, how to find resources, how to find solutions, how to change your behavior in the direction you want. And very clearly, coaching is mainly about changing behavior. It's also finding solutions. But if you want to reach something which is different from now, it is very, very likely that you will reach it only by changing the ways you live now, you react now, or you think now. So coaching is about change. But don't worry about change and the fear or the anxiety about change. Emotional freedom technique and the actions you will take while you do your coaching will let you overcome those anxieties and fears, and will let you see that you are very well capable of doing so. After you have done this very important job of creating the video clip or that video film, give it a title, write the title down for later use, come back to that video clip and adjust it as and when necessary, because during your coaching process, you may come across something which is very frequent in coaching situations, which I have with clients, that the original goal was very much on the surface of what my clients really wanted. And after discussing the issues, they adjusted their goals to what they really wanted, because they were not aware of their real needs and wants and wishes. So prepare yourself and be ready for a little bit of a ride, discovering yourself, discovering what you really want and need, what your beliefs are, what your values are, and how your behavior really depends on these beliefs and is determined by the values you set. And I'm pretty sure you will find out that there is much more in you than you thought. And coaching is a method to bring out the talents, the potentials of people and turn it around in strength, skills, better leadership, or careers, or business. I wish you a happy goal finding and wonderful video production about your future. Stay tuned for the next podcast about Coaching Plus.